People didn't really believe what was happening. They thought they were being lied to. They remembered the German occupation and said that in 1941 there were bombs that fell. But now there was nothing. The elderly people didn't believe in an invisible enemy. And there was no time to explain. My soldiers and I were simply carrying out orders.
In 3.5 hours, 43,000 people are evacuated tearfully but peacefully. Buses carry Europe's first atomic refugees. They have been exposed to doses of radiation that may alter the composition of their blood and engender fatal cancers.
Ну как я нахожу, что, по-моему, скоро его отмоют. Скоро люди здесь будут жить. Ну еще что вам сказать? Город должен жить. Красивый город. Вот я сейчас смотрю напротив стадион. Здесь должны дети играть. Ну, без риска, по-моему, нигде нельзя.
48 hours after the disaster, the only people left in the ghost town are the military personnel and members of the scientific delegation, headquartered at the Pripyat Hotel. As if unaware of the danger, they eat, sleep, and work right on the premises.
These were upstanding people, specialists. I couldn't believe they would do something irresponsible or suicidal. No, it meant they'd underestimated the situation. The old criteria were no good anymore. There have been nuclear accidents before, in our country as well as in the US, but that information had been kept secret. There had never been an accident of this scope. They even thought the reactor would be back in service by May or June.
Meanwhile, clouds filled with radioactive particles are being blown north by the wind. Between the 26th and the 27th of April, they drift over 1,000 kilometers above Russia, then over Belarus and the Baltics. On the 28th, they hit Sweden, where the rise of radioactivity is detected near one of their nuclear power plants. Soon after, television news alerts the population. Radioactive dust from Chernobyl rains down on Stockholm. The authorities send a squadron of fighter planes to take readings in the clouds. The level of radioactivity suggests there's been a major accident somewhere,